This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 384 for Tuesday, May 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market continued to rally higher Tuesday, with many contracts hitting their strongest levels of 2024 so far. Canola up $3 to nearly $7, July up $6.70 at $667.60 per ton. Bullish chart signals remained supportive as momentum indicators point higher and speculators continue to cover short positions. Gains in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil provided additional support, although soy oil was off its session highs and European rapeseed was weaker on the day. Canadian canola stocks as of March 31st came in at 8.3 million tons, up by over a million tons from the same time a year ago, but in line with trade expectations. Rains in western Canada may cause some seeding delays, but will be beneficial for crops in the long run, bringing much-needed moisture to dry regions of the prairies. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed while corn and wheat ended lower. Soybeans underpinned by continued speculative short covering, although the July contract down 2 cents at the final bell at 12.46 per bushel. Soybean seeding at 25% complete in the U.S. was ahead of the 21% average for this time of year, but off trade expectations for quicker progress. Heavy flooding in Brazil this week has halted the last of the soybean harvest there and likely cut into production. USDA monthly supply demand estimates will be out Friday, including the first estimates on new crop production. South American production estimates will also be followed closely, as the USDA is still thought to be overstating the size of Brazil's crop. Corn futures ending lower, down 2 cents in the July contract at $4.67 per bushel. U.S. corn was 36% seeded as of this past Sunday. That's down 3 points from average for this time of year. While recent rains have likely caused some seeding delays, the longer-range forecast is turning drier, and that should allow farmers to make good progress. Wheat, it is lower across the board as traders took profits after recent advances. Minneapolis spring wheat down 6 cents in the July contract at $7.19 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 11 cents in July at $6.64 per bushel. And the Chicago soft wheat down 6 cents in the July contract at $6.42¾. Spring wheat seeding in the U.S. was 47% complete as of this past Sunday. That's well ahead of the 31% average for this time of year. Winter wheat condition ratings edged up to 50% good to excellent in the country from 49% the previous week. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, May 7th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.